Hey, everybody. I am very, very pleased to say that this was the first ever live edition of the NFT Morning Show in front of a live audience of holders of our NFT and other fans of the show at DGen Arcade on Ganzevoort Street in New York City. It's going to be open all week for NFT NYC. What a great time it was. We had Node come up and ask a couple of questions. We had a bunch of Portal Whales come up and, you know, discuss their thoughts on the NFT market and the questions that they have. So overall, it was just a fantastic, you know, first ever live show in front of a, you know, audience, physically in person. It was fantastic. So as usual, the content is sponsored by FTX. Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code thenifty on your FTX mobile app. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first ever live edition of the NFT Morning Show, live from New York City at DGen Arcade. Three punks got together. Tony Herrera. It's Nick. You're killing me, buddy. It's coming through. If you're in the audience on Twitter and you can't hear me, I don't know. Figure out a way to get in touch with me. I don't know what to tell you. Three punks got together and rented a space in Manhattan.
No, it's legit not working.
It's legit not working?
You think I'm making this shit up? There's literally no audio coming from your from this thing.
Well, that's not good. Well, I'll tell you. Okay. Oh, that's why. There we go. Can you hear me now?
No.
Well, this is embarrassing on the spot. All right, what's going on?
Pia's got audio issues.
It should be working, though. Is it because of the speakers?
No. Are you sure you're plugged in?
I'm plugged in.
Another cable.
Sorry, everybody. False alarm. Hang out. We'll be back in a sec.
That was a good dry run. Thanks, everyone, for the practice there. While we're waiting, I'll be updating everyone on the 1 minute candles on Ethereum. We are at 1124.20 right now. Looking good, slightly down on the morning. I'll tell you what, 1100 on the way up feels a lot better than 1100 on the way down. We're going to make it.
How about now? Can you hear? Is it coming out?
No.
Is your volume up?
Yeah.
Why would it possibly not work?
Solana on a big ripper up to 3542.
Why would it not work?
Easy Eats Bodega getting rich over there. Bought a bunch of Saladas at $27.
You're in the meatpacking district.
Yeah, baby.
And I think we have now on listen. Can you hear me on there?
I don't think so.
It shows that audio is coming through on my.
Same thing is happening here. But why
hey, we're good.
We're good? It's coming through on mine.
And I think we have now on listen. Can you hear me?
Can you turn that off?
It shows that audio is coming through on mine.
Hey, don't leave. Come turn the fucking speaker up.
It's coming through on mine. And I think we have
what a show!
Okay, we finally worked out.
We figured it out. Ladies and gentlemen, the best show in New York at this time right now is happening right now. Oh, okay. Got it. All right, cool. We're here. Thank God. This is the NFT Morning Show. We do the show Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Shout out to our sponsors, FTX. Shout out to Tony, Danny, and Jeremy for hosting us. This is awesome. I'm here with my co-host, Captain Kicks, Nifty Nick, Easy Eats Bodega, and the lovely Signal, of course. And thank you to all the whales and all of the audience members that have joined us. Give yourselves a round of applause. Let's go. So this is the first live show in front of a 95% male audience. If you guys have to go to the bathroom during the 90 minutes, you're good to go. Don't worry about it. We have a lot of topics to dive
what
into.
What does that mean?
This is New York, man. Just go outside. You're good. Act like you've been here before. So we have a lot to talk about. I think the biggest thing right off the bat is that Nick O'Neill bought himself a CryptoPunk this weekend. Very nice. Very nice. Joining the club. A little round of applause for that one. Nick, could you explain what kind of prompted you to pull the trigger on a six-figure, you know, purchase?
It wasn't six figures.
And an almost six-figure purchase.
It was emotions. We were, like, looking at punks the other day, Easy and myself, and I think you were there, and we were just, like, talking online, and I was like, damn, I really want that one there. And it was $150,000, like, 3 weeks ago. Then it came down to, it hit 80. And I was, we were here checking out the venue, and I was like, oh, I'll go bike home. And I got home, and it was 90, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is, so whoever was selling it did a phenomenal manipulation game on me. And so now I'm like, partially half regretting it. Like, part of me is like, oh my God, that was a lot of money. But it sounds like Captain Kicks is going to subsidize this. It's unclear why. Maybe we can discuss that on here. Why he's going to subsidize this? It's maybe you're going to put it on your profile while I keep my ape. Is that the deal?
Yeah. So I'm going to try to get 30% of it, but use the profile pic 100% of the time, which sounds like a great deal. I mean, that's a 3x in my book. But Nick is a tough negotiator, so he's going to get something out of the other end. I already asked him what my custody rights on it would be.
Well, maybe it's $30,000 and you get to just use it as your PFP, and that's just the cost. You're like, you have no ownership.
Okay. So, like, can I get that on, like, a monthly, like, 36-month, like, rental, like, lease? Can I get on a lease? You know, the markets are tough. We're in a bear market. I don't know if I can lump some of that.
I'd be down to do that if we, like, to break that down over 12 months, $30,000. I'm, like, totally down with that.
12 months? Jeez.
6 months. Yeah, this is a reasonable amount.
Well, look, we saw a ton of activity on CryptoPunks this weekend. I believe one person...
That's like the least bullish thing ever. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, I mean, look, one guy swept almost 30 of them, and it seems like it was on the news of Noah from Christie's joining Yuga Labs. Is that correct? To run CryptoPunks?
Yeah, like, he was also involved. I'm now just, like, throwing shade at him.
In front of an audience.
which is like, I remember when the CryptoPunks auction happened last year, the first one, that they were, like, really pissed off at Christie's because it was, like, tiles of punks scattered around, like, Christie's.
Yeah.
So you didn't even get, like, a frame. You had to, like, find a magnifying glass.
They
to,
felt
like,
disrespected.
And find it was disrespectful. Just disrespectful to these punks. And people were really...
And now he's running the show.
Yeah, apparently. It's not even clear. And then today, simultaneously... Well, I'm not even going to give credence to the whole... Although, yeah, you have all this, like, the racist thing about Bored Apes going on at the same time.
That's happening?
Like, again. It's, like, back again. It's a long YouTube video. I was watching it, and I'm like, okay, now I'm buying into this. Like, the floor price is going up, but I'm like... Now I own, like, not, I'm Jewish and I own Nazi, you know, propaganda stuff. It's just like a really fucking conflicted situation that I'm dealing with.
I can only imagine what you're going through. When you bought the punk, did you buy it with insider trading knowledge?
No, a lot of people were asking me about that, like two people. And
where there's smoke, there's fire.
I didn't know about it. I bought for more than the floor. So, like, this, everything, all my expectations is right now is I'm going to lose $45,000 on that purchase. And that's why I'm going to Captain Kicks over here for a short-term lease forever in order to finance this purchase. Because it does feel a little bit, I don't know, any financial advisor would be like, okay, so you sold out all of your NFT or half your NFTs. Your other NFTs dropped by 90%. Yeah, double down. Like, they're, I don't know. I don't know that anyone would, like, suggest that.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely making some huge moves in a bear market, and
look, just giant moves.
It's respectable.
Really big.
You know, we should dive into the weather report by Signal and Captain Kicks. So really excited to hear what's on tap.
Who's telling it?
Thank you very much. I'm telling it today.
Uh-oh.
Prepared by the amazing Signal.
You're going to talk about the warmth, the heat in this room?
Yeah. And I also have proof that NFT Nick did not trade off of insider news, because I messaged him in DMs and I said, there's some news about punks. What do you know? And he's like, I don't know nothing. And I said, you sure about that, buddy? And he actually thought there was no news, but I'm like, there's news. Look at this volume here. Anyways, into the weather report. So over the weekend, OpenSea volume was flat. Yesterday we did 15 million, a little bit down from Friday at 17 million. We got apes at 92. 92. Didn't they bottom out at like 70?
Something like that.
Pretty sure it was like 80 something.
I don't know. I saw some 70s. I'm pretty sure.
It was 70 something.
Yeah. So anyways, nice buy the dip there if you did that. Mutants at 18, Punks at 68. And that's at ETH at 1100. So you actually get like 20% on your Punk trade. You should sell right now.
I'm good.
You good? Okay. Moonbirds at 19. Doodles at 12. Clone X busting above 10. I think our buddy, where is he? Depeche Node bought another one. Bought another one, getting bullish on Clone X. Over the weekend, of course, we talked about it. Punks with the highest sales volume, over $7 million. Community noticed there was some highly unusual trading activity for the collection. Also, I think the story a lot of people aren't talking about is a lot of people had like a 50K price target for Punks. So I think that maybe some people were insider trading, but a lot of people were just like, this is a damn good deal on a Punk, and just hopped in on it. Sunday, Yuga Labs announced Noah Davis is hired to head the brand of CryptoPunks. That floor went up 25%, or almost 50%, 50K to 75K if you count ETH. He also made a project called Howlers, and they had their biggest pump since Mint after news that their founder, Noah Davis, is leaving Howlers to go work at CryptoPunks. That's just how the NFT markets work. You know, he's moving on. Let's pump that floor. They are now sitting at 0.18 ETH, and they are confirmed not to be moving into the Yuga Labs ecosystem. Smart traders who moved fast on the Punks news could have scalped a little bit of money there. And the nice thing about Punk trades and Miba trades, 0% fees. No OpenSea fee, no collection fee. You can just swing trade that thing for one ETH. I'm surprised our boy Franklin doesn't trade Punks, you know, with no fees. You think he'd be all over that?
Well, I feel like he's broke.
No, he was making some trades this weekend.
Yeah, but he just reinvests all the money into apes. It's like, oh, I got an airdrop. Let me put 100% of that back into buying apes. And you're like, what are you doing? And then he's like, well, I have a job.
So yeah, he's a rocket engineer. I don't think he's like worried about employment anytime soon. I don't think there's a ton of rocket engineers out there. After Yuga News wrapped CryptoPunks pumped, the V1s, right? Now sitting just below a 19th floor in PryPunks pumped. Sitting at a 0.11 ETH floor. Let's go. I didn't even know that. Let's go. I got 30 of those accidentally. Accidental buy working out. Yeah, now I'm up 30% in ETH, down 80% in USDC on those. So feeling really good about that. Bitcoin holding above 20K ETH, above 1.1 Solana, $33 above there. Looking good. Looks like everybody and their mom got liquidated. So right now it looks just like no bad news is good news. So if like no one's getting margin called or liquidated or, you know, funds blowing up, then we can go up for a little bit. So looking forward to that. Aside from the Yuga news, the market was quiet this weekend, probably because everyone's getting ready for NFT NYC. You got to bet a lot of these project owners are busy managing what looks like mini festivals with the what I've seen, a lot of production value going in here. The 24-hour forecast is looking a lot sunnier than it was a week ago.
Thank you very much for the weather report, Captain Kicks. Let's give him a little hand for that weather report, huh? Written by Signal. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so I want to throw to Easy Eats Bodega. Grab the mic, buddy. Easy is the Solana samurai, and this was a big, big weekend for Solana. So it's pretty technical, but can you give us like a kind of high level of understanding of all the shit that went down on Solana this weekend?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is there's a whale that has a DEX that's got like 170 million Solana on it that could potentially get liquidated. If that happens, we're all screwed. Like, it's going to get ugly. The person's currently 10x leverage trading their 170 million for USDC and USDT. As of Sunday, that DEX launched a DAO within 6 hours, voted to take over the whale's account and de-risk so that it doesn't get liquidated. So a bunch of whales on the ETH side of things were posting comments about how Sol's too centralized and how it's going to go to zero. the usual BS, not realizing that this is actually a DEX and that it's like, much like Coinbase or Robinhood that stopped, like GameStop trading. So there's a lot of confusion around that. But if this whale gets liquidated, that's bad for the whole market because that's a massive position. I think it's 95% of the total volume on that DEX, that for Sol, and they have 110% of the USDC allocation.
What does that even mean?
If they get liquidated, that DEX goes under. Like,
got
completely
it.
Gone. All okay. The money just goes poof. Internet money gone.
Bye. How much money is that?
A lot.
Okay. Over $100 million.
Thank you for quantifying that.
And what I actually learned is that some people, some whales actually, they just like don't care if they get liquidated because it's an easier way to like sell their coins.
Well, that's the rumor with like SBF right now is that he's like actively pushing down AAVE so that he can buy at cheaper prices. He's like, yeah, I'll lose a billion because I have way more than just one. So it's, I mean, the math adds up. He has more than one. So if he loses one, he still has more.
Yeah, I just trade JPEGs. I don't do this advanced quantum analysis.
Well, shout out to SBF. Shout out to our sponsor, FTX. So
for manipulating the market.
Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX.
How do you think he's able to afford sponsorship of this janky show? He's like, yeah, just throw them some pennies.
And so, Easy, are you taking action based on this activity on Solana? We know that you're the most active trader on the stage right now, probably one of the more active traders in the Discord. What are you up to?
One of the most active traders in the entire market.
Yeah, this guy has no life. All he does is stare at his damn screen. It's mayhem. Shout out that guy. I'm just long Sol right now. I kept saying I was a buyer under 30. So I've been actively buying under 30. I still think we see a little bit higher price action. I was texting Nick sadly about it. We think we're in a relief bounce. I hate getting messages from him because they're always terrible news. But
what? I feel like it was positive.
It was all right.
I put in a decent amount into buying.
You did.
I bought
you
a
did.
Lot of Solana. It was actually a typo. So I bought way more than I anticipated. And I'm just riding it. Like, let's just go.
We finally converted them. They're all Solana maxis now. This is now a Solana show.
How much did you buy?
I mean, it was like $20,000.
And what'd you mean to buy?
Like 15.
Oh, okay. So first of all, I don't know how you do that typo, like 20 instead of 15. I feel like you're lying.
Maybe it was.
I kind of feel like you're lying.
Maybe it was 10,000. I don't remember what I wanted to do. I just remember being disappointed with the quantity that I had purchased.
Nick's life's just a blur. It's just a blur of making money left and right and probably losing a lot of money.
I just didn't know what was happening.
Okay, well, when I look at the rankings on OpenSea, I see Tigers, Primates, these sound like blue chips, and some other Solana NFTs here in the top five. Should we be buying these Easy or like...
No.
Primates are pumping, though. They've been
Primates
tons of action.
Entire business model is an Amazon FBA store. Like, how does that give you value?
The drop shipping team, right, okay.
Like, dude, how many of the other projects that you invest in Solana have any, like, substance to it?
Go buy these. right now and buy them.
If I could get, like, an Amazon Prime
perpetual... You don't get a membership.
That would be interesting if you, like, somehow... Well, you would just rug people. Like, that would be, like, the play. You're like, this is a lifetime Amazon Prime membership.
6 months later, the Twitter's deleted.
6 months, or, like, you delete it after a year. Like, there's no renewal. Yeah, I think that would work.
That's why you're here.
Sounds like a blue chip to me. So I want to hear from Signal, undoubtedly the smartest person on the stage right now. Sig, what do you make of the current state of affairs in the NFT market? Are you sitting on your hands? Are you looking for openings? How are you playing this market?
Well, what I'm noticing is the sponsors that you've been bringing on the show have done incredibly well because Sneakerheads is at 0.5 and they came on a show last week, did their little pitch. 0.25 mint, and now I think it went up to 0.6 and it's pulled back to 0.5. So what I'm noticing is that the projects which have been vetted out are actually doing pretty well. Other than that, it's pretty quiet on the markets. I'm not seeing much movements. Like, if you have a CryptoPunk, you had an amazing weekend. If you don't have one, it's pretty cloudy everywhere else. I'm kind of sitting on my hands at the moment. I've got eyes on some midships. Some eyes on the prize.
Can you disclose what your eyes are on?
I've got my eyes on Clone X. What do you guys think of Clone X? Yay.
We got Clone X fans here. Yeah. Node likes it.
That didn't sound really optimistic.
I got a couple of habits.
People are like,
I guess so.
The reason why I've got my eyes on Clone X is because when we had that volatile move down, And they went down to 7.5 ETH, and I was in the Discords, and I was like, this is unusual. CloneX at 7.5, this does not make sense. And then it worked out. I didn't buy, but it worked out that it went up to 10 ETH. So it actually has maintained its price levels. So I have eyes on CloneX at the moment.
Okay, I saw that Nathan Head had tweeted that he has 3 CloneX and 0 Azuki, and then asked if he should swap one of the CloneX for an Azuki. And then Silly Tuna, the famous person that sold the highest sale of a CryptoPunk ever, just replied no. Just shouldn't do it.
I agree with that. I would say, look, well done to Azuki. That project is holding a 10 ETH floor after everything that happened with Zegabound. The beans are still at like 1.3. So they have some diamond hand community in there. But personally, it's not for me.
Silly Tuna, though, hasn't had like a run of like additional trades. I feel like he sold the most expensive punk and then was like, I'm rich. Like that was like the entire
thing. That's what I would do.
Because he was like, he was discussing minting something. I minted something because of him and it just didn't work. I copy traded multiple people and just lost money. And he fell into that group. He sent me a DM. He's like, yo, my bad. These, no one seems to want these. I was like, all right, man, it's all good. So, I mean, that was like, you know, August, September, October of last year when literally we were just live losing money.
I remember that.
Yeah. So that was, yeah.
That was a rough month for me.
I'm still losing money, but somehow I like gained money to lose more. So like it's playing out. I don't know how long we're going to keep on this run, to be completely honest, but I'm hoping that I can keep losing money for at least another couple of years.
Yeah. Highlight September, October for me was paper handing NFT worlds at like 0.1 ETH. 5 of them. Brutal.
I think I still own world token. How's that thing looking?
Not good.
Okay.
I think it's not good.
A bullish pullback. Another big mover, Mebits at 4.85. I scooped one at 3, one at 4. If you don't know yet, if you can't afford a punk and punks are pumping, Mebits always pump 2. Nice little derivative trade.
That actually
works like
true.
90% of the time.
Although on a USD basis, it's up and I'm still way down. So that's like
mentally?
The situation in all regards.
Oh, on your Mebit from like 2 years ago that you minted.
That one, but, well, I guess yours would still have... What
I bought mine like a week or two ago.
What price was ETH at?
I don't know, like 1,200 probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm doing pretty good. All and right. I bought the other one right before I came on this trip, so at 4, so...
You have 4?
I bought one at 4. Nice, he's got a nice mustache. He looks cool, skull t-shirt. He's vibing out. And also, who's the... Is it Gordon, the Bored Ape guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that... After other deeds, he was going to do something with Mebit. So I'm just banking on that. You know, if he doesn't come through, I'm going to be pissed.
I feel like it's a good trade. Yeah. Frankly, I feel like it's an underpriced, still underpriced relative to the bet.
Yeah, 10-1 ratio.
Yeah, I may. Wait, sorry. Oh, you're saying CryptoPunks? Yeah. No, I actually would compare it differently. I would skip over CryptoPunks because they even acknowledge that CryptoPunks are just a piece of art.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to actually provide utility. So this actually, I think, is more comparable to like... like what is their approach to doing that, and then how does that value compare to like a mutant, and could they get it to a similar price? Odds, I have no idea, but frankly, who gives a shit? I would say I think it's an interesting buy.
Well, Kix is known for making interesting buys, sometimes selling too early. You famously called the top over and over again right before massive legs up in the bull market. But now finally, we think that we've seen the top from months back. So we're going into a bear market. What's your mentality when you see a market like this?
Yeah, so I've correctly predicted 8 of the last 2 bear markets.
If you call the top every day, you'll eventually be right.
Yeah. Actually, famously, so like, because I traded on Nifty Gateway and it lasted like 2 months. And so then when OpenSea went off, I was like, I set my timer. I'm like, okay, this bull market's going to last 2 months because that makes a ton of sense, right? Like, that's just going to like work out exactly the same. So I was like, okay, July 4th, sell everything. And it was literally before the biggest NFT bull run of all time. Don't feel bad for me. I got back in the market, but I did sell maybe like 7 apes around then. So, you know, a little bit of an oof, but I did buy 3 punks. But, current state of the affairs on the markets, I mean, can it go lower, right? Like, can it go much lower than this? I mean, it can, but I feel like the, you know, you can bet on the world like ending and going to crap, but I feel like a lot of the really bad world news is priced in. Like, we know inflation is crap, we know that there's a war affecting the supply side. Like a lot of this stuff has been priced in. Yeah, people are saying, okay, we're going to have a great financial collapse and it's going down 50% from here. But there's a chance it doesn't. You know what I mean? And I also think that my personal belief is that NFTs will have a bigger cycle than crypto in the next bull run. Because I think that NFTs have a way bigger use case for consumers than crypto ever will. And so I think that even if this is a 2-year bear market, if you stay in the game and you keep on top of the market and you understand the trends, it's going to pay off in dividends whenever we go back up again. So, you know, stay in there, keep grinding, keep shaking those hips, keep running those routes.
And I wanted to just point out, you did buy a Pimp Coat Bored Ape for one ETH and sold it for a whopping one ETH. That's the sale of the century right there by Captain Kicks. And I want to talk about some of those trends that we were discussing last night that we think could happen in the next bull run. Easy had his hand raised in person here. Easy, what's going on?
I think what Kicks was saying too is interesting. I think the market's going to range a lot longer, like crypto-wise, than a lot of people understand. Like, more people keep calling for the bottom. But I think we just get in an uncomfortable range for an extended period of time. And that's like when more people are going to siphon out of the space because they're just getting killed long and short. And it's not a massive move. I mean, we're down 90% since November on most coins. And a lot of people overlook that. But like when you look from like a shorter time frame, that range is what's really going to kind of be the period where the most people feel uncomfortable. But that could also be good for NFTs, yeah. Like you've been saying. Like that's potentially the next bull run. But I don't want to say... what feels like a temporary bounce here is going to be the start of it. I think we just bounce in these ranges and everyone feels miserable because they're just losing money.
It needs to get to a point where everyone's crying.
No one's like, having I feel a good like time. It needs to be like,
they're sad. What the fuck was I thinking? Why did I invest in these JPEGs?
Luckily,
I think a lot of people felt that way,
though. Why did I buy that CryptoPunk at 90,000? That was dumb.
I think that's
where we're going to be.
Yeah. A lot of people feel that they got completely wrecked. And also, like one of my friends outside the NFT space that I actually like to counter trade because generally when he's feeling great, it's a little bit toppy. And then the other way around at the bottom, he told me yesterday that he's not interested in buying anything right now. And that, you know, piqued my interest.
The best is when your friends on the outside world are like, dude, you're so poor now. And just like rubbing it in your face as the market's bleeding. It's like, man, I guess I have to buy more because you just are so doubtful of this. It's like, that's usually at least a temp rally. So when I started getting those texts, that was like when I started buying more because I was like, I'm either going down with the ship or we're going to catch a bounce here.
Yeah, and I think we all learned an important lesson, which is that next time we're all just going to sell the literal top. That's what we got to do. And then we'll have a really nice NFT NYC next year.
Well, they say also you want to buy at the literal bottom. It's usually the ideal place to do it.
Yeah, it's easy.
So that's what we were doing. Yeah, we bought all of it at 888 the other day.
Just identify the bottom and then just identify the literal Pico top and you'll do great in the next cycle. That's my strategy. Yeah, that's my strategy.
we did a YouTube video and I was like, all right, Captain Kicks, when's the best time to sell?
And what did you say?
Said literally the Pico top.
And that was it.
Technically, he's right.
Can we get a breaking news?
Breaking news.
Yeah.
This is mine. I don't have it. Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam.
The DEX that originally voted to take over the whale's wallet has now backtracked and voted to invalidate that proposal. So at $22, they get liquidated and we all go to hell.
Sell your crypto.
Yeah, we're dead.
Is Solana about to dump hard?
Yeah, is it literally dumping
right
now?
No, $37, so we're fine.
Oh,
so
shit.
They've protected the line. We got past liquidation price. Now they're backtracking to make themselves look better. I'm all for it. Optics.
Yeah, I saw CNBC tweeted that story, which is kind of crazy. Like, that's a big, you know, platform to be tweeting that. Go ahead, Nick.
Wait, sorry. So you're saying, like, so once the price goes back down, are they going to make another proposal?
99% chance. Yeah. If it gets to like 24, they're gonna be like, hold up, wait, we did vote on this.
We got this proposal. We're never gonna, I don't know. That's like a little bit boy who cried wolf situation there. No,
their vote is 70% of the total vote. So whatever they want, they have.
But I'm just saying, like, if you like say that you're gonna do it and then you don't do it, and then you say you're gonna do it again, like at some point. Centralized decentralization.
Decentralization.
It's a DEX. Okay, I don't
know. Vote.
All right.
DAOs.
Okay. And so I want to talk a little bit about where, you know, Kicks and Easy see the NFT space going in the next bull run, because I think a lot of people expect adjustments. And we were talking a little bit about this yesterday. So you guys said, you know, you had a theory on what direction the NFT space was going to go in terms of like entry prices, gasless transactions, things like that. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. And I mean, just I want to preface this by once again, I called the top of the market in July of 2021. So take everything I say with a grain of salt. But I personally think in the next cycle, we'll probably see the NFTs kind of break into two categories. One's going to be a little bit at the higher end, right? Like the higher end assets. But I think there's going to be an explosion in NFTs that are like $20. Right. And you flip them up to 100 and you feel ecstatic, because for NFTs to really go mainstream, it has to be affordable. People can't, the average person can't just throw down $10,000 on an NFT and YOLO it. Right. So like the next big cycle probably has a lot of these, and it's going to be weird for us. Right. But the nice thing is you can buy multiple of them. Right. So even if someone goes from 20 to 100, if you own 50 of them.
That's a 5X.
You can still
trade 5X.
Exactly. And when you wonder where that happens, I mean, I think it could happen on Solana, or maybe it also happens on ETH if the, you know, merge takes down the gas fees a lot. But I feel confident in that. I also think that we probably see a lot more utility NFTs coming out of the next cycle, things that you can get actual, you know, real life use cases out of it potentially. Like I'm a big fan of Lynx DAO. I mentioned it on the show, but yeah, I've been in and out of that project.
You're doing a lot of golfing on their golf course.
I know. I don't even have a Topgolf within 3 hours of me, but I bought it because you can get a discount at Topgolf with your Lynx DAO membership.
You literally own the golf course now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they'll ever end up building that that golf course, but I think we can potentially see a lot more utility. I think there's also the potential that we start to see some really cool NFT games come out. I think the tricky thing with NFT games is a lot of people don't want to sit down and actually play them to earn a return. They'd rather just, you know, hold a utility asset. Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. I mean, I think the one thing that I've learned is that the NFT markets are humbling, and you have to really come in with an open mind. I mean, like Goblin Town is literally the perfect example of that, right? Like, I mean, it just doesn't make sense until it makes sense. And then you're like, okay, wow, yeah, that just 100x'd in front of my face in like 2 or 3 weeks. So I think the next cycle, we're going to see some really interesting new things. I think the best strategy is just to keep an open mind. And if you like actually find yourself resistant to something new, maybe that's actually a bullish sign. And you should just like try to like completely erase your biases and be like, okay, why are people talking about this? Like, you know, I've done that so many times where I'm just like, this doesn't make sense. And then I buy it and it, you know, like 10x's. So I really do think that I think a lot of the OG projects will like still be around, but I just have a feeling the next cycle is going to be different than just profile picks. There's going to be some sort of innovation or, you know, utility that comes along with them. But I do think there's going to be a big market just for trading and, you know, like flipping things. I don't think that's going to go away in any shape or form.
And when you think about like the OG collections, like you talked about, like Bored Apes, do you think that they keep these really high US dollar valuations?
Yes. but real quick, I want to ask Captain Kicks, have you ever gone in the Lynx DAO Discord?
Not once.
Okay, yeah. So he has no idea how this like project is actually doing.
Like, I don't log into Discords.
I'm the largest holder and I have no fucking clue what this project is.
It's a bet on Mike Dudas.
Mike Dudas?
Yeah.
I have heard people say like promising things about that they're like, I mean, actually executing on this.
There's like PGA golfers that own Lynx DAO.
But the fact that you have no clue whatsoever just makes me like, what are you doing with it? What, like
gambling?
Like, I want to know like, that's clear.
If we're being honest.
But I want to know like, where are you, like, how are they going to cover like the fees? Because that's actually the biggest drain of an entire golf course is not like the purchase of a golf course. Although I guess what you could do, there's this other company that was called Summit Series, and they ended up buying a mountain. And so there's still a ski resort that exists on there, which does generate revenue for it. And so I guess they just took over like a crappy ski resort, or at least one that was failing. And then the goal is to turn it around. But it's just like, who on the team is doing this? Like in a DAO, it's like, all right, guys, we're going to vote to like, Like you can imagine a ski lift or whatever. It's like the snowmakers aren't working, and it's like, okay, DAO, vote on it. Like, what are like you have this whole like operating overhead.
Honestly, I know LinkDAO's in the name, but I forgot the DAO part. Like, I don't even know. Like, can I vote on these things? I should go in the Discord. Like,
we got a line of people lined up, and we're trying to figure out how to check them in. DAO to the rescue! Like, vote on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it works out. I was just like doing the math. I was like, this is like $400. If I go to Topgolf like 40 times, I probably get my money back.
Wait, 40 times you'd get all of them that you've purchased?
One of them.
Okay.
How many do you hold? Nine. Okay. Yeah, so the other eight I'll figure out.
360 times you're going to need to go there.
Yeah, one per day. You can knock that out in a year.
Is it free or a discount?
It's a discount.
How much you get? Like 20% off?
I don't know, but that's a lot of money, dude. That adds up. You know, this is a bear market, dude. You know, 20% off Topgolf. That's the kind of value that I'm looking for.
Screw math. So now please tell us, what do you expect the ultimate floor price is? Was that what you were saying of the high-end ones?
Well, I just want to know if you think that, because like the thought that comes to mind for me is whether the collectible side maintains the same level of prestige. I think I could totally see it with CryptoPunks, like no question with CryptoPunks, right? The OG project. Bored Ape Yacht Club, in theory, should be the same way. However, it's based on execution. And you have like a corporate entity now that's worth $1 billion, literally, deploying capital. And there's already a lot of eyebrows being raised whether the video game, for example, was the right move. You know my position. I think that I'm bullish, right? However, I understand where the skepticism is coming in.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that the nice thing is that we can look at the crypto markets and like the cycles of the crypto markets and apply a lot of those principles to NFTs, meaning that if you look at like this previous cycle in crypto, right? Like, yeah, Bitcoin went up by a huge amount. ETH went up by a huge amount. But like the biggest gains came from new tokens, right? Yep. So if you're looking for a safer bet, lower ROI, but still a nice ROI, then yeah, you should. I think that CloneX will do great. I think that they're a little ahead of the game with the digital clothing side. And you know, I think they're taking an interesting approach to the metaverse. I think Bored Ape Yacht Club will do fine. I think Apes will do fine. The others are sort of question marks for me, but I think that those all, like, if we go into another cycle, you'll see all of those assets go up maybe 2x, 3x, but like the 10, the 20, the 100x's, they'll all come from new projects. And that's why it's important to keep like your biases open. Like if you were just straight a Bitcoin maxi from 2012, I mean, you're probably retired, let's be honest. Yeah. But you could have made a lot more money if in 2020 you bought, you know, or 2021, where they came out, if you bought Ethereum in 2018, but if in 2020, 2021, you bought Axie Infinity, you bought Matic, you bought Solana, you bought AVAX, like those are where the crazy big gains happened. And I think that you'll see the exact same pattern with the next cycle in NFTs. The old school blue chips, they'll all go up, but like the new projects, if you can find them, and that's way riskier, right? Because like one out of 10 new projects will be the banger and 9 out of 10 will go to zero. But if you do your research, and that's why I say keep like an open mind and an open bias, because the next cycle, the big ones are going to look a lot different. And you don't want to be the equivalent of a Bitcoin maxi being like, Matic doesn't make sense. You know, Solana doesn't make sense. And you could have bought Solana at $3. You're literally up 10x in a brutal bear market. You know,
Bitcoin's not crypto.
So I feel like if you
signal, raise your hand, buddy.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you raising your hand.
Yeah, I was going to say on the future of the NFT markets in the next cycle, I think one of the key trends, and I know Nick and PO won't like this, but I think digital art is wildly undervalued.
You got to speak hard into that mic.
Digital art is wildly undervalued in that if you ask most people, do they like outside of this ecosystem, do you see digital art as real art? Many of my close friends, family will say no. Like they think of painting, they think of photography. To them, that is art, quote unquote. And there are so many good artists, up and coming 3D visual artists, photographers who are coming into this space. And the concept I keep thinking about is that the next Virgil Abloh, the next J.K. Rowling, they're not going to be anointed by the industry. They're going to come, they're going to be born and molded bottom up. And it takes time, it takes learning. But if you can spot these people and their work, I think over the long term, in maybe not this cycle, could be the next one, these are where you'll get these 100Xs. So for me, the next cycle is digital art. I think it's wildly undervalued, and the individuals in the ecosystem.
I'm bullish on poop. Like, I really think that's where it's going. That's the future of it. But the thing I am thinking, though, is like, the CryptoPunk is probably a much safer hold than an ape.
Keep telling yourself that, buddy.
Okay. No, than an ape. Because,
as someone who thinks the punks are going down 50%, I pray for your bags.
So the ape, I feel like you're buying a stock, and now, but without, like, all that you saw was them delivering like token value, which is totally different game than like actually building a business. And I don't have a good example of like even a crypto token. Like, what's one business that has like sustained the value of their coin? Like, are
hard
there
to
any
say.
Examples?
I mean, yeah.
So
because all coins just get absolutely murdered.
I mean, I don't want to be bearish on Bored Apes because I'm still holding mine, and I don't think that this cycle is a 6 month or 1 year cycle. Rollerblades lasted longer than that, and so I'm just comparing my Bored Ape to Rollerblades. They need to come up with some damn skates at this point, so that
are you worried
we
about
can...
the punk roadmap that's supposed to drop? Like, is there any concern about?
I don't think that there's a roadmap. No, they're not saying that there's a roadmap. They're just saying that that an art person is basically managing it, and so there will be more art stuff.
That is the nice thing about CryptoPunks is that you get it's a historical artifact plus kind of art plus one of the first PFP collections. So you sort of get the best of all three worlds. And I do agree, like, not no roadmap, but less of a roadmap with punks is probably a good buy. So and weird. Punks the moon, because I now own 30% or are renting 30% of one. We'll see. I'm going to negotiate with them after this meeting. But I do really like the punks play, because I feel like when you look like 10 years from now, I can see punks, people still looking back as like, you know, that was the start. That was the run. I actually do kind of think that Bored Ape Yacht Club falls in that same category, because they really started what is the modern day NFT project. Like, they really, like, I don't think enough people give them credit for how they built out their project and how many people take inspiration from them. So
from punks?
No.
Bored Ape Yacht Club,
dude.
Oh. I'm glad you're listening on the live show.
Don't worry, both your bags are gonna pump. That's it. That's the summary for you, buddy.
I'm well diversified.
So we're halfway through the show. If any audience members want to ask questions or contribute, please come up. If you stand over by Signal, we'll pass you the mic.
I thought it was raise the hand.
Well, yeah, raise the hand, but they got to speak into the mic, buddy.
Okay, but I just wouldn't want a huge line. Look how large this line is right now. For people listening right now, we have a 40-person line of people waiting to speak. It's absolutely absurd. But if you're in the audience, you can also raise your hand just in case we make it through.
NFT God, let's go in the house. And also, could we just one request? Could we get a tornado send off?
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to do that.
I wasn't going to do that. You're nuts. Of course. Come on now. Come on. NFT God, what's Nifty up? Portal Whale. What's going on, amigo?
Top 10 holder, by the way. What's up?
Oh shit.
Top 10 holder.
Oh God.
More than anyone on this stage.
Oh damn. Excuse
no
me.
Deal. Yeah. I write articles for fun on a blog, and I actually wrote an article on CryptoPunks versus Bored Apes a few days ago. I'm really bullish on CryptoPunks, and I hold an ape, so I've been trying to pick up a punk recently. I just see it as punks are a lot more like a Da Vinci, a work of art that doesn't really need a roadmap. Like, no one asks Da Vinci, hey, what are you coming out with next?
Right.
Bored Apes are more of like an Apple stock, right? Yeah. Apple's number one. You know, it's the biggest by far. It's going to be hard to take down. But in 100 years, is Apple still going to be number one? Is their video game really going to be successful? Right? And I think there's a lot more risk holding an ape and betting on a video game and PFPs and all these other things. And the dilution of, you know, coming out with more NFTs and the ApeCoin possibly going to zero. There's just so many risks of bringing down like a big tech stock like that. CryptoPunks, they don't need to do anything. They're important because they're important, and nothing can really change that. So as long as Ethereum's still in existence, punks will always have kind of that top tier value. And I just set off the
fire. We now have an alarm going on in here.
That was a fire take. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's a fire take right there.
Yeah, I know.
Setting alarms off. NFT God, let's go. Well, look, I think you're communicating the thesis behind CryptoPunks right now. Nick's distracted by the fire alarm, rightfully so. I get it. What do you think of what God just said?
He's like, yo, I'm not distracted by shit. I'm just staring. Yeah, I can't hear anything. All I hear is everyone speaking in here.
I played a lot of
Please,
video games.
Please, everybody, ignore the fire alarm. Ignore the fire that is literally going on right behind you. Do not turn around right now.
It's okay. This is just a routine test. Place,
we are literally burning down as this show is happening. And the line of people are still waiting to speak. It's insane. Watch out.
I just wanted to shout out NFT God because his threads come across my feed all the time. And he has really, really good analysis. So make sure you follow him for some really hot takes. But I completely agree with you. I think that's why CryptoPunks is such a great bet. Just because, as you said, it's like a bet on does the Ethereum blockchain survive for the next 5 years? If yes, it's like one of the best investments that I think you can make.
It's basically a leveraged Ethereum yep. bet. If Ethereum goes up, it's going to go up significantly more than that. So I think it's the safest bet right now in a bear market.
Yeah, one of the best trades I ever made was buying CryptoPunks, and the floor tripled and ETH went up by like 50% at the same time. And I'm like, this is literally like the best. Like, can this happen all the time, please?
One of our YouTube comments said, if this is a real fire, price at Nifty Portal is going way up as supplies cut in half. So there we go. And now you can't hear it. That's good. We have someone covering it physically. Literally physically covering the fire.
Thing you can do right
this
there.
Is what a bull market feels like. Literal fire alarms going off at NFT NYC. They just know. They're testing it because they know the straight fire is coming into town this week.
Question for you guys, though, real quick. On a note you just said, you know, is there going to be an inflection point?
Because
right now,
Jesse?
NFTs are moving with Ethereum perfectly, right? Ethereum goes down, NFTs go down too. Will there be an inflection point where Ethereum gets low enough where NFTs actually start going up because they've just been priced too low?
I think 110%. I think that, like, yeah, if ETH actually catastrophically went to like 300, I would think that like Bored Ape Yacht Club is at least 150 ETH. You know what I mean?
Though.
Yeah, because at like
no,
a certain
point, it's gonna take a minute though. I actually think it goes down. What we see is liquidity drains, the floor prices come down. It hits new levels that you haven't seen before and then readjusts. And we saw that same thing with CryptoPunks just now. With ETH tanking, we saw
people panic,
drop. Yeah, and people just want liquidity because – and the problem is the psychology of just lowering the floor. As that floor keeps going down, then it drives more people to want to sell. So the only bet that you have at this point in time that like, okay, yeah, this is going to – that I'm going to be able to buy this at 30K is that sort of dynamic ends up happening, which I could see. Like if you suddenly saw like some real bad inflation news come out and we're seeing everything just implode, then yeah, like you'll see prices. It does seem unreasonable to be paying $100,000 for a JPEG. And anyone outside of this ecosystem, it doesn't feel.
But also,
I don't know.
Stuff gets cheaper too. Like, I was just saying, on the Solana chain, it's like when stuff's $20, people don't even care what the underlying token price is because it's $20.
Well, that's because it's on Solana and $20. Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think because it's literally the price of POGs. So you're like actually playing with POGs,
quite literal, like, trading card packs.
Which feels more like reasonable, except what's odd is the demographic of people playing POGs because
not the same
it's
as
like,
the Solana
it's like, oh, I'm like a 30 or well, they're not even 30, but so they're 20 something on average. And so, but they're still playing POGs. I mean, I was playing POGs when I was like, you know, 13 or something like that. I don't know. It just feels like a weird, but gambling, that said, gambling, that's the market. So I think that's where it's all at. And it does feel like a fun version of gambling, which is better than stock trading, which is insulting to traditional finance people who wear
it's
a
actually
suit.
Insulting to
they're
Solana.
They're going to be pissed off.
Armed
that
16 to 18 year olds who just love to smoke weed. So disrespected.
Yeah, and don't want to wear a suit in the office so they can
well,
fleece society of all of their money.
Well, to respond to NFT God's question, I think one thing about interesting about the NFT space is you can't really short it yet, so you don't have as much downward pressure. Also, the smaller collection size or the smaller amount of unique holders that you can have in a project kind of insulates these NFT projects a little bit more, right? Like if you have 6,500 people that are like, I'm not selling my Bored Ape at this price, then the price is not going to go down. And people can't short it to like force it down further. Also, I think we have to keep in mind that people did take profits and there's a ton of money on the sidelines. Like there's $150 billion in stable coins right now. There are prices where people are going to instant buy a Bored Ape. There's prices that people are going to instant buy a Punk. I think that's half. I think there was some insider trading with the Punk news, but I think there was also a significant amount of people that just said they had a 50K target for Punks. They said, I will buy a Punk if it hits 50K. And then you saw a bunch of people come in. Maybe a little people were trading on the inside, but I think a lot of the move was just straight volume because so many people in this room and like on the show set that price target. I think Depeche said, he's like, we all set a price target at 50K for Punks. It hits it. We go lower. And that's when everyone else, you know, went in and buy. Do you want to come up? Also, shout out to DGen Arcade. You can literally pay ETH and like do a arcade game.
What are the odds then, again? I feel like you have a 90% chance of losing, which is a pretty...
That's NFTs. That's NFTs right there.
Here's the beauty. There's a 100% chance of winning something.
Let's go.
0.2 ETH to play the machine, guaranteed to win something. Now, there are a lot of NFTs in there from the DGen Arcade collection that we minted as sort of a consolation prize. We'll be adding utility to that down the road. But mixed in the machines, we've got Artifact Clonex. We got Artifact Space Pods, V1 CryptoPunks, a couple of Meebits.
Let's go.
Nifty Portal Passes.
Let's go.
Those mixed in there. But again, one token, 0.2 ETH. We got a couple of package deals for more. But you play till you win, guaranteed to win something. So it is not gambling. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
No matter what, you're going to win something. Skill-based claw machine.
Did you say if there's a
60
a crypto punk
Street
in there?
A V1 punk. We got two V1 crypto punks. They're almost 10 ETH floor right now. Two Meebits, two Artifact Clone X. What's the floor on those now? 9 or 10, something like that. We've got MFers, like I said, Nifty Portal Passes, Space Pods, and other assorted goodies. Adidas NFT.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have spent two ETH on way stupider things where I had a 0% chance of getting a good NFT. So after the show, I'll see you over there. I'll do a little ETH swap.
60 Ganzevoort Street. We'll be here every day, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I believe it's one ETH gets you 6 tokens. 2 ETH gets you 14 tokens. Be here every day, 60 Ganzevoort, for your DGen pleasures.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was Danny talking about DGen Arcade, where we are actually broadcasting live from right now. Sounds like you can gamble in person, and that is illegal.
It's not gambling. It's guaranteed winning. And, yeah, it's skill-based.
Come on down, kids. This is really, come on. If you're under 18, come gamble. No, I'm just kidding. okay, well, that's a lot of fun. I want to get Node up here if he's willing to come up. I want to get Node in the building. Let's go, Node. Node mode.
We also got Eric. Eric here.
Well, yeah, I forced Eric to come up, and he's uncomfortable.
We also have a couple other people who want to say something.
Yeah. So let's throw my man. You have a question or a thought? Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. I came in from Australia. I've listened to you guys like every day for 6 months.
Fuck yeah! Thank you, man. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm like jealous of myself right now.
Oh. So,
thank you for having me. First of all, I really back what Signal said about Clonex. I think that's the kind of brand that has a lot of cultural brand identity. I used to live in Los Angeles for like 10 years, and I remember like seeing people that would camp out on Fairfax to pick up like cool drops, and it just seems like it exudes that kind of vibe.
Totally.
And those kind of people aren't just going to like drop it unless it's like a significant sum and they're going to get out. I think they're going to kind of hold the zero. But on that note, and on the note of what you were talking about with people holding on like 6,500 unique followers or holders, sorry. Do you think that adds to that rise of the need to have leverage trading and like loans against these assets? Kind of like we saw like in Singapore, how a gentleman gave up his Bored Ape for equity. He failed on the payment and then like clawed it back and all that. What are your thoughts on the future of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to happen just like it happened in the crypto space. I definitely think it is dangerous for exactly the reason why we saw in the crypto space. I mean, imagine if a fund had bought like 100 Bored Apes and then they like took out a leveraged loan against it and then got whacked. And then you just have 100 apes like instantly hit
Franklin's
the
point. Doing it actively with the apes. He's like putting them out on loan, getting USDC and was buying. But I think the issue with that was the bill came due. So he had to floor other apes to pay for it, which he then obviously bought more apes back. But Node has also talked actively about the loans for punks and some of that other stuff. I forget what the protocol is.
And what was your name again?
JPEG 69. Great name.
Sam. Okay, Mr. Lucky, awesome question. Came from Australia. What an absolute legend.
I just wanted
to
give credit to some of our YouTube commenters. Michael Furberry says, you guys know that you're buying nothing you can't hold and can't touch. It is all you can do is look at it. It's a fucking waste of money. I've never fucking seen in my life. You're paying paying for nine. Zilch, nothing. Black hole, absolute fuckle.
Sounds like he bought the top.
Thank you, Michael Furberry. Go long, as someone says.
Back to our boy from Australia. He said that he really liked the Clone X analysis, and I do agree with that. I feel like Clone X with the integration with Nike, and if you notice, they're taking a different approach than Bored Ape Yacht Club. They're like not saying we're going like full metaverse gaming, and I actually think that's bullish for them if they focus more on like the digital avatar side of the metaverse. I think that when you integrate that with like Nike, because I was thinking the other day, and it's like if you look in real life, right, like we all have like how we look, that's like our skin, right? But then like I know this is gonna sound weird, but then like we put clothing on in real life and we put shoes on and we drive like luxury cars and stuff like that. So I feel like if you fast forward 10 years from now, you're not gonna buy like a pre-configured like avatar with this like random clothing that doesn't vibe with you, right? You're probably gonna buy like a base skin and you're going to put all of the clothing on your avatar. And that's why I think Clone X on a long-term horizon, the approach that they're taking, not trying to be a game, but trying to be like the biggest like avatar clothing, you know, integration to the metaverse. I think it's bullish long-term.
Sick.
Sorry,
I didn't raise my hand. Yeah. Sorry, apologies.
But just on that point, what Kix was talking about is, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Meta, specifically Zucks, came out with, I think it was with Balenciaga. He had like his digital avatar in like a motorcycle Balenciaga outfit. And I was like, dude, this sucks. Like, Zucks cannot do Balenciaga. He can't do anything except like black shirt.
Wait,
and
Mark
jeans.
Zuckerberg was wearing Balenciaga.
No, his avatar.
Oh.
And exactly. But my point is, look, the prize that Zucks is in a motorcycle avatar costume. The point is brand in the metaverse or whatever you want to call it still counts. So someone like Clone X, they can do it because they have Nike, because people think Clone X is quote unquote cool. But you can't just chuck Balenciaga on Mark Zuckerberg and then Balenciaga somehow still translates in the metaverse as a cool brand. It's not. I don't see it as a one-to-one. You still have to have brand equity and brand IP and still be able to carry it into the metaverse.
I do think the mutable side of an NFT, though, is quite interesting and something that we'll see. The only one that we did was with our, what were those apes that we had? What brand? Gucci apes. So there's Gucci apes, and those panned out, but that's a separate NFT. So I didn't like buy clothing for my NFT. But I do think the future is that you can actually change the NFT that you have. And that the same thing goes with the advertising space where they own the pixel, like the ad companies do. But now I'm going to own the pixel. And so like as I collect information, I can like control and modify my own data as I see fit to give exposure to other companies and brands and things like that. So I think
you're saying like your avatar will like update with like
however
like
you want it.
Gray hair as you make like more degen trades and just like age in the metaverse.
Well,
you could buy
an add-on that would actually mutate your NFT, because it seems weird. It's all about ownership. If you bought a car, you can add things to it, or you want to buy you buy a house, you can upgrade your room, or you can do whatever it is. That's true ownership, and that's what people are excited about when they like buy their home. I rent a place, and I'm like, I don't like the way that these door handles are, or whatever it is and look, seriously, I got a door handle situation, okay?
Wait. So are you actually going to change the door handles in your apartment?
No, I'm not changing the door handles in my apartment. But the main point is, like, if there's, like, some obscure thing that you're like, man, I want to change that thing. Or maybe the floorboard. They used a cheap floorboard, and I feel like I would like
a more... You deserve a better
one? I would like a more refined paneling to the floorboard. So that's something that I deserve as someone who owns a CryptoPunk. And yep. So I think that... that I deserve it, and so I should be able to change the various NFTs that I have. And so, but I do genuinely think that that's what the ownership is about. And if Bored Ape is going to stay static, then I think someone is going to make the Bored Ape of a mutable version, which you actually can modify. It's going to be hard to pull it off, whoever like executes on that. But I do think that like they could add an SDK. Well, they're not, because the whole point of those is they still follow in the line of traditional art collectibles, where it's saying we don't have it, it's on IPFS or whatever, we have no control, we can't modify it, although you can. But that's what they're focused on, and they actually make it so it's not mutable, you can't change it. But I think there's definitely going to be one that does it, and that is the future of NFTs. We're just not at that place yet, and the technology behind it does exist, but people just haven't developed it.
Great thoughts. A more humble CryptoPunk owner, Node mode, baby. Let's go.
How are your floorboards? Do you have a more refined one, or is it just like 2x4 plywood?
I own a Kia Soul 2012, so don't ask me about luxury. But yeah, it's good to be here. Good morning, New York.
Oh, let's go, Node. Bring it some energy. I like it. Node, so you have like basically the what's what of dope NFTs. You got a CryptoPunk. You have a Mutant Ape, I believe, not a Bored Ape anymore. A Ringer, so some of the fine art stuff. Pop Wonder. Are you looking to add to your bag right now? I know you've talked a lot about CryptoPunks. You saw them go to 50. You didn't buy. What's Node's story moving forward here?
Yeah, well, what I did, I was DMing with Signal the other day. I actually sold most of my Pixel Vault assets for a CloneX. So I decided to pull a move there. It's mostly, you know, I like Pixel Vault. I like what they're doing, but it's complicated, right? Like there's so much going on with the game. Everything's getting spread across more and more assets. They just released the Gear Pods. And I just thought, hey, why don't I simplify? I've got like 15 or 20 ETH worth of PV assets. And I always wanted a Clone X. So I was like, hey, the price is right here. So I made the switch. So that was my main move there. And then I would have, Nick DM'd me and was like, hey, are you serious about, maybe pitching in on this punk? And when I learned it was a mid-range, I was like, no, thank you. I only do floors. I'm just a impoverished punk guy. I can't do the high brow stuff.
Are you still in the money on your punk purchase, even though we're in a bear market?
Yeah. I bought it a year ago. Like
he bought it for like, you know, $5,000 or something. No, I don't know.
No, it was 24.
24 grand.
It was probably like actually
similar price.
Well, there you go. Price,
so. See, you have a secure position in this ecosystem. mine is heavily threatened.
It was much more secure when punks were 150 and ETH was like 3,000. So yeah.
That was a real nice place.
A little less secure at the moment.
I mean, I feel like, I set my target for the apes was $500,000. We came very close. We hit like 450 or something like that. And I was like, nah, I guess they're going to a million.
That's how it works. You don't sell when it hits your target.
And so I was like, yeah. Well, it was like on the verge. But then I'm like, man, can I sell this ape? The truth is, yes, you can. And that would have been a smart decision, a very rational, reasonable decision. I think it was more of like a tax thing. I didn't want to pay the like 50% tax. And now it's worth less anyways. So, you know.
100%. This is how you know it's a top, though. It's right when you say, like, the paradigm has shifted. And I'm like, no. Like, it's getting close to like my initial target, but it's now we got to think bigger. It's going to go 10x from here.
Well, I could have bought another ape. Like, that's the thing. Like, I could have sold, then bought another ape when it comes down. Whatever. You know, like, you can look back and be like, here's what the perfect trade would have been. And only Captain Kicks is capable of doing that.
That's
every
right.
single time.
That's right. Node, any thoughts about what we're seeing? And Belle, you're walking by, but we'd love it if you came on stage afterwards, like, as she's leaving.
She's like leaving the event. You're like putting her on blast.
No, I'm mindful of the
time,
dude.
Oh, you're headed to the bathroom. Great. Yeah, we'd love for you to stop. Is it urgent? Excellent. Please come on stage, but wait for 5 minutes before you do that.
So Node, you bought the CloneX. I definitely like that move. Are there any other projects that you have your eyes on? Anything that you could see yourself buying at these prices or looking for a pullback in besides CryptoPunks?
Yeah, probably mostly just wait. I do want a G Money Admit One. I almost got
one. What's the floor on those now?
It was around 11 or so. But yeah, didn't pull the trigger there. I do have a theory I've been working on in my little tiny brain here. I've got a thesis, which is, in bear markets, like regular crypto, nobody cares, right? Like nobody cares about coins once they go down to zero. But NFTs, I think like people are going to, like we're going to continue to onboard more people into the NFT space during the bear market because they're actually fun. And these projects are actually doing things, right? So there's still like an adventure to be had in the NFT world, even if they're down. So I'm actually... if crypto
this is
stays,
an adventure, yeah.
If crypto stays low, right? Like we have the NFTs, the adventure continues. Like there's still stuff to do. And I think it's long-term bullish for the space. So.
I totally agree, especially since if we're down at these prices for a while, the gas fees are so stupid low that like we can do some real degen stuff in the NFT space. Like probably like 3 months from now, we'll be like complaining if like Gwei's 100. We're going to be like, dude, that is like way too high.
Because we're so actively trading right now.
Dude, I'm buying.
Yeah, it's like 14 Gwei. Well, hey, Node,
yeah,
thanks so much.
Didn't matter on that one. But.
Thanks so much for coming, Node. We love having you on the show every day. Everybody, give it up for Node.
Thank you.
That's
thank
what I'm talking
you.
About. So we got Belle. Belle is a Spaces host. Belle is an NFT trader full-time. Belle, what's going on?
Hey, so... I don't know if I could say full time right now because I'm not doing too much trading.
Part time.
Part time.
She once traded an NFT.
So
times have changed.
Times have changed, but you're all right. And you know, growing as a
like
host,
speaking on behalf of her, you're like, I have no idea what your current situation is.
I've seen her
but
bank
you're
accounts.
All right. I see you in the flesh.
We're
you're
good
alive.
To go. Yeah, you're gonna make it. She's here. You know, what are you looking most forward to at NFT NYC? Like, you know, what are you excited about this week?
That was the big question. Holy shit! Yeah, what are you excited about?
I want to know.
That's not what I thought you were gonna ask me. I was gonna talk a little bit about the trade.
Yeah, well, let's go.
Please do that instead. Yeah.
But okay, I will.
And you can also fill in what you're doing at NFT NYC.
One thing though that I do want to add before I answer that question though, one thing that I am looking at right now of actively trading 10KTF, man.
Yeah.
10KTF is what paid for me to be here, honestly.
Hell yeah.
You know, in not staking, but in sending them to battle.
Yep.
About 2 weeks ago, I sent my avatar to battle and I got the tightly wound spool.
Yep.
It was trading right there about.
You got to speak heavy into that mic.
Oh, it was.
She's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was at 0.7. And so I sold it and, you know, traded to ETH and got myself here. So there's still some things that are happening in the market.
They're out there for sure. And I think there's a battle. Is a battle happening now? I feel like.
I think it already ended or.
Okay.
I don't know if it ended, but or if it's actively going on right now.
And that stuff just gets airdropped to you?
It does.
Afterwards? Okay.
It does. Yeah. You just put your avatar in and you send it with whatever tools you have or, you know, shoes or whatever you have. And then you get an airdrop.
Well, it's perfect that the NFT stimulus checks
magical money.
Are still happening. Yeah, we get the magic money still, which
Shout
is incredible.
Shout out to FTX.
Shout out.
But for airdropping us money.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to FTX. So Belle, you know, what are you looking at then besides 10KTF right now?
There's a couple of other. CloneX is one of them.
Yeah.
There's not too much going on right now.
It's a bear market.
We're looking at who pulled up the Meridian? Captain Kicks brought up one. I'll let him speak on that. But we have seen as a whole more art action. And suddenly, like all the D-gen flippers are like, well, I guess I'm an art collector now. So I'm gonna go and buy some art. So we've definitely seen action on that front. I was actually debating selling my Hearst NFT just because I'm like, I bought a physical and then I also bought a punk. I kind of need to like offset this purchase like in some way. Like I didn't expect myself to be this exposed, but we've seen that side actually surprisingly do pretty well because it just feels like something that historically has been more resilient against like downturns. At least the traditional market's like always done pretty well. So I don't know. Why did you bring up Meridian?
I was just scrolling through OpenSea like I always do, just, you know, keeping a pulse on the market. And I guess like a week ago, Meridians were down at or below 4 ETH. And now the floor is above 9 ETH. So Signal was just talking about like, you know, a little bit of an art resurgence. And maybe we're seeing it happen.
Squiggles.
I think they're at like 5 point something. 7? Damn. Okay. See?
That's the one I wanted to add into my portfolio. I feel like I got limited time left to do this. But my question is like, are we going to like a couple of years from now look back and be like, yeah, that Chromie squiggle. The problem is like it's a weird one to print on your wall. Is like it just visually it's like it's odd.
30 years from now, you're going to give your kid a Chromie squiggle and they're going to be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, you need to get a moving frame.
Why is it worth $10?
There's some in this place that we're at, DGen Arcade, that has that look pretty nice over there. And they're like only $1,200, I think, for those, which is pretty solid. You could rotate NFTs on that. We got Gentle Tornado in the corner speaking very loudly, if you guys can hear him on the microphone. So I just wanted to let you know that as well. It's very, very distracting. So. Anyways, back to the show.
Back to Bell.
No, I'm just kidding.
So one of the things in art plays that I saw in LA and in VCon, a lot of the artists end up doing one of one art right there when you see them. So that's one of the recommendations that if you see an artist, ask them if they're doing a POAP or a one of one. And what happens afterwards is that they drop NFTs or projects and that one of one ends up being your whitelist. Gabe Weiss did that at VCon. Yes, exactly. And he did that for the Stoics. And if you had a one of his, then you end up being on the council. So super interesting things that artists are being creative on. Gabe Weiss is doing it where if you got the one of one and he's going to be in NFT NYC doing the same thing right now, then you get to be on the council. And by being on the council, you actually get to vote on what the utility is. So pretty dope.
Incredibly cool stuff. Go ahead, Nick.
I don't know. Voting on utilities sounds like a scary thing, like similar to the golf course. It's just like this whole DAOs have incredible potential. It's like a theoretical exercise that we're doing at this point in time. But I just find it very difficult on some of those things. But it is, I mean, it props to anyone who's actually like, you know, sticking their neck out and like trying to do anything, frankly, in the space. General Tornado, you got something to say? You want to come up?
Come on up. Give him a round of applause.
What were you discussing? Were you giving directions to the bathroom next door?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the bathroom. Or what? Are you gonna go right now?
No, I'm not gonna go right now. I just wanted to know if people need to know. It is down two doors to the right at Pasties. We're not even paying for it. There's no bathroom in this venue.
To be honest, that place is really fucking nice. Like way too nice. I was like, I can't be in here. Honestly, you walk like downstairs to this wine cellar. My boy Dave knows, he just went, it's fucking wild. I was like, this is weird. Another dude walked in. I was like, dude, this is wild. I was like, there's wine fucking everywhere. I was like, it's too much wine. I like what you guys are talking about. Bear market, you know, Clonex, fucking punks.
Fucking punks?
Bored apes. Yeah, that's might be a new project.
That's a new derivative project. Punks fucking.
We can create it. We can do a free airdrop. Oh, all right. Cool. But to be honest.
Oh, we're making a derivative apparently. Of the punk that I bought.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you no utility, and I'm going to take all of the money so I can pay for punk.
There you go. So, Tornado, you know, have you been sitting on your hands? I know you're a Vayner ecosystem bull. Have you been buying more Vayner assets? What have you been up to?
No, my goal is to definitely buy 5 more VF2s. I want to buy another VF1. But to be honest, I'm kind of sitting on my hands right now. Still degenning with the Nifty portal. We're fucking riding together. we lose money every day, but we ride. Or maybe just I lose money. It's okay. You know, bought sneakerheads, didn't sell at the top, didn't sell yet. So we're just somehow I seem to not sell at a good price. So it's cool. I sold Shit Beast at 0.47. The next day it was at 0.7. You know what I mean? We're riding.
But that's still, what did you buy at?
Yeah. But don't worry about it. 0.6. Shit. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Don't worry about it.
I'm out here to have a good time, okay? Because if there's one thing I'm bullish on, it's the fucking Nifty Portal! Let's go! Live in person, let's fucking ride!
We love you, man. Thanks for coming. Tornado's doing a podcast now, so I can only imagine the amount of energy that he's going to bring to that. We got 10 minutes left. If anyone else has any questions, any thoughts, they want to chat, they can feel free to come up. Otherwise, we're going to finish strong here. Looks like everyone's feeling Tornado's energy. You connected with the crowd. That's what I'm talking about, Tornado. Nick, what's on your mind, buddy?
Wow, really just putting me on the spot.
Well, it looked like you were thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Appreciate that. I really have nothing to add to you there, Pia.
Dude, I want to play these arcade machines really badly.
I can see the degen inside of Easy Eats festering.
It's like burning. I'm like, do I go 2 ETH here and just really take a huge swing?
I'll go 50-50 with you because we get extra tokens. Yeah.
Say less.
What if we get 3 ETH going? Could we actually do a collective deal? We're going to spend... Actually, we should actually just put in a couple of ETH out of the wallet for some of the people that are here.
Yeah, and let everyone just spin.
Yeah. Let's go.
There we go. That's what I was thinking about, Pio.
That was my idea.
Yeah.
Wait, that was your idea? No, I just came up with it. I don't know what you're talking about. What was your idea? You were gonna spend
Nick
your own
steals
money.
Steals people's ideas live on a show.
It makes them better. Okay, so I improve it. I articulate it in a way that adds value. You see? So that's what was that really your idea?
I don't know, man.
I mean, talk about utility here. We're gonna straight do what the Nifty Portal embodies and just straight degen. Trade
play an arcade machine
with a 90% chance of losing, but I like those odds, right? Because that 10% could be a 10x.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think we may bankrupt them. We may come in here and just get all the rares back to back, and it's gonna be
the Celsius liquidation was scary. Just wait till we hit
just wait till we liquidate these right here.
I think Tony wanted to say something.
Tony,
what?
Oh, this is the deal.
So here's the deal.
Okay, give him the mic.
We're gonna throw a few things in. We're gonna throw in a OX Drip token.
So this is OX Drip. So these are the dope 3D glasses, customizable, looking sharp on Easy right now. Look at that drip. The best name, OX Drip.
You can see it on YouTube. You can't hear it right now. Let me describe it real quick. These are plastic. They look like 3D glasses. High end though. They look like designer glasses, or some designer, a luxury designer had made. Had designed some of the most sexy 3D glasses that you've ever seen in your life. What you can do is you can interchange them. So you can either do 3D blue light glasses is the other form,
and
sunglasses, all interchangeable for the low, low price at this event for free for one person. I don't know what it sells for normally.
We actually don't have a token price for it.
There's no price for these right now.
Priceless.
So get them while they're hot if you can get them.
They're unobtainable, you know, right now.
That makes them even worth
they're
more.
They're made out of unobtainable. You know?
Okay.
Since we don't
I called it plastic. I don't know what material that is. Sorry.
It's acetate.
Acetate. There you go. There's the complex word for plastic. So, no, I'm just kidding. It's acetate.
We're going to throw in Karen and Zurich Strip. Is going to throw in some tokens into the machines.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about. Some more.
There we go.
More degenning live.
More stuff.
Shout
happening.
Out to OX Drip. Super dope. Hell yeah. People are going to be making money today at this event. That's what happens at our events. You make
show up
money.
At our event, we throw money away. That's basically, we're trying to see how long we can sustain that. So if you know any brands that are interested in facilitating us literally just burning money, we're going to see how long we can keep this sort of gimmick going.
Mr. Beast makes it work. There's no reason we can't.
We tried the Mr. Beast format, but actually, I guess it was really self-serving. We were like, we're going to gamble 60,000 of our own money and then lose it. And no one was interested in that video. Like, literally, no one was interested. That just did not pan out well. So I think we need to learn from him and actually give it to other people.
That was a weird time for me. I bought a lot of Shields at that time. And,
in our wallet. Yeah, that was not a good look.
And Ataris.
Oh, yeah. We went big on Atari. Woo! Yeah. We bought a lot of stuff. We lost. You know, it's all for the content.
Yeah.
Keep telling yourself that.
And well, we're not going to be spending that much moving forward, and ETH has gone down in price, so we're ready to spend at least a few grand on this.
If I learned anything about Pixelmon, it's that you want to do research before you spend $10,000 on a mint. Like, even like 2 to 3 minutes of research is enough to know that.
Can you stop fudding my bags?
Proper all financial the red flags. Analysis.
Yeah, a little fun fact about Pixelmon. Whenever PO opens OpenSea, it goes straight to Pixelmon's collection. So I think this guy's a little bit more involved with Pixelmon than he's leading on. I just noticed
that. Team, I heard.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You've been to New Zealand recently to pick up your bags?
Yeah, the founder's from New Zealand, right? But no, I actually don't. It's hilarious that my OpenSea just goes to that. But hey, you know, we're gonna have a lot of fun degenning here. We've been learning about Nick's thoughts behind CryptoPunks.
That was deep analysis.
That was deep analysis. Yeah. We needed that. Just to close out here, I would love to hear, you know, from the technical guys. These three guys are super duper technical. Where they think Ethereum's going, like what the current outlook
1500.
Is. 1500.
Yeah. Well, that was based on your buddy who did much deeper technical analysis. He had something called a butterfly. I couldn't figure out how he did it. There were like angles. There were like distance between the lines. There were five lines going. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, 5 lines.
It was like 2 Fibonacci retracements like paired together.
Some complex shit. And he like perfectly nailed the bottom.
He nailed the bottom on May 16th.
Literally at the number. And I was like, okay, like we got to be going lower, right?
I'll be honest. But I have a lot more money in my bank account thanks to his name is Pool2Poly. You should follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
He has saved me so much money. I'm in a crypto group with him. And like one day when ETH was at 3,000, he just pinged the channel and he's like, sell everything. There's no more bids. And that's when it went from 3,000 to like 1,700. And remember it like bounced up for a little bit, but like he called that one. So the biggest thing I've learned about in, you know, the crypto and NFT markets is that it instead of trying to be smart yourself, just know the smart people and just follow what they do.
Copy,
like literally
trade other people until they're
dude,
wrong.
My last big trade in NFTs that made me a lot of money was buying all of these pre-mints. And how my investment thesis went on pre-mints is I logged into the Nifty Portal Discord and people were talking about pre-mint. And I'm like, what's that? And someone wrote a sentence. And then the next person said, Wappy bought 15. And so I loaded up Gem XYZ faster than I ever have in my life and bought 20 of those and just beautiful trade. And I take
Did you
zero.
Exit?
Fuck yeah. I exited at like 1.5 ETH average cost.
There we go.
Cool 5Xer. 2 weeks.
I sold one, I think, at like 2. Or it hit near 2 ETH.
You made some money on it. You did it.
It was crazy looking back at our worst trades. It turned out I had made like none. I'm just kidding.
Easy. Any closing thoughts on Solana and what, you know, we could see coming from here?
Price go up? I think so.
To where?
You think so?
Like 40-ish, I'm looking at. Like 42 to 44.
Isn't it at like 35 right now?
36.
Okay, so we're moving up $6.
That's
bold
what I'm
call. Bold call for me.
God forbid your stupid gas chain is not up 22% in 48 hours. Get out of here.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, shout out to all the Portal Whales, all the guests that saw the first ever show in person. You guys fucking kick ass. This was awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
And the non-whales that are here. Because we literally couldn't get enough whales here.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the situation.
Everybody, give yourselves a round of applause for real. All right? And I want to shout out Signal for joining us live. So pumped she could come for the show. Round of applause for Signal, please. Let's go. Shout out to Elizabeth, our full-time product manager, who I just got to meet in person. Shout out Laguna Carta. Ellie, one of our mods, longtime mod in the Discord. Shout out to Ellie.
Allison back there.
Allison in the back. Can't wait to meet you in person. Allison, another mod. Shout out to Allison. Hell yeah. Bell, Spaces host and speaker on the stage, Nifty Portal holder. Shout out to Bell. Node, I'm going to keep you clapping. You're going to keep clapping. Node, And yo, my guy Eric right here, who there is no Nifty Portal without Eric. I tried to embarrass him on stage, but I'm going to give him a break. This guy's the fucking man. Look at this handsome bastard. There would be no event on Tuesday if it wasn't for Eric. And yeah, I mean, that's the show. Any closing thoughts, Nick?
Yo, just shout out to myself for just, you know, carrying this world on my shoulders. You know, you're welcome. There's no claps.
Yeah, wait. Do not give that a round of applause. Fuck this guy. We're closing out. Shout out Lil Frank Sinatra on the way out.